time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. I want to say thank you to Al Garcia last week for coming in and doing the show. That was great. We had a lot of comments on that, especially about the hospital that doTERRA is doing. And we had a lot of comments about that, and people were just amazed that here is this essential oil company that's, by the way, quite large now. The largest essential oil company in the world has really taken over. And because of doing so much non-profit, because every time someone makes an order, there's a little button where you can donate a dollar. And they have like millions of orders per month. So they get a lot of money per year. And we were talking about how that money is spent around the world. They don't buy from brokers. They go directly to the small farmers around the world, Afghanistan, Somalia, Brazil, just all of the little places. Like, I had no idea that Afghanistan grows some of the best lavender in the world. So they're going in, setting up factories free of charge with the state-of-the-art equipment, stainless steel distilleries. They set up clinics and homes for girls or boys and schools, all free of charge, and allow these farmers and peasants to start making a real living again, growing, and instead of growing poppies in Afghanistan, they're now growing lavender and other kinds of things. I remember talking to Al about Somalia and how they went in and they are now employing thousands of women that don't have to do prostitution anymore, that they harvest the vetiver. What they do is they set up cooperative farms, and they buy the tractors and the trailers and the equipment, and all of the farmers share them on the different plots of land. They harvest them and bring them to the distilleries, and then doTERRA guarantees to buy them. So this way they've actually created a venue so that as they continue to grow, they will have enough essential oils to provide everyone. Bulgaria, I had no idea, grows the best rose oil. And so all of the stories, if you'd like to hear some of those stories and see them, you can go online to YouTube and type in sourcing essential oils, and you'll find hundreds of YouTube 3 to 5 minutes, 8 minute YouTube videos that show how they're going around and setting up these farm cooperatives and how they're helping peasants and farmers grow and help them set up their businesses and guarantee that they buy them. And again, it was the brokers, and that's always the case. The brokers were making all of the money and cheating the farmers, and that still quite much happens today around the world. So again, I really enjoy being involved with the doTERRA Oil Company, and if you really want to do something good, first of all, the essential oils are phenomenal. Essential oils are about 40 times stronger, 50 times stronger than herbs, so they really do a lot. Also, doTERRA has a lot of their essential oils that can be used for internal use, and they've developed these soft gel, little gel caplets, with the essential oils in it and different combinations of essential oils. So they're really quite beneficial. And I'm just so pleased with what they're doing. They're just on top of the industry and on top of the newest research that's going on. One of the things that they found is that what they needed is third-party research. So what they did is they went around to different universities around the country, and again, they sponsor research on the different essential oils for different health conditions. And then the universities actually publish that research in different venues, different magazines, health magazines, and very reputable, the Journal for Internal Medicine and New England Journal of Medicine, and these get published all over. So they're being done by reputable science. Suzanne Summers, with her new book, Talk Sick, and she's written a number of books on health and cancer, and she's cured herself of breast cancer. And is really, you know, what happens is a lot of lay people that end up with a disease, they start studying that disease and that condition until they know as much about that individual condition as most PhDs or doctors. And oftentimes they're ridiculed because they don't have a degree in medicine. But yet you get someone like Suzanne Summers, who had breast cancer, and has studied stem cells and the stem cells from fat and how to regrow her breast and how to deal with the cancer. It's really made a big difference, and she's become quite an expert in alternative health and cancer.
My sister-in-law was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh, my.
Just came back from California. Yeah, and she has two tumors in her head, and they operated on her. They removed, they said, most of one tumor, and they said the other tumor was benign, and they said she has like a 95% cure rate with just radiation to the one tumor. And
that's pretty good, 95%. What was that?
Yeah, but they're going to use radiation or chemo, and I mean, is that, can they lie to you?
Well, that's a good question. You know, can they lie to you? I think it happens all the time. I don't think they can do it on purpose. I don't know. I think a lot of doctors really think that what they're telling you is the truth, where oftentimes it isn't. I mean, to say 95% cure rate, that's pretty radical. That's a very high cure rate. Now, was that with the radiation alone, or with radiation and chemo? It's very difficult for chemo to get to the brain. It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier very well. And radiation, it's very difficult because depending upon what machines they're using is how much radiation spills over into other parts of the brain and can cause serious side effects either in your speech or in your gait and how you walk, nerves and how you control them, your hand movements. So, you know, again, that's pretty, but to say 95% cure rate, that would be pretty high. And, you know, depending upon the type of cancer is how aggressive it is. So I'd almost need to know what they said on that. Certainly, you can make up for the chemo and the radiation by doing natural therapies. And to make up for the radiation, what you would take is spirulina and chlorella, or either or. I like spirulina. There's been a lot of research on taking spirulina for radiation, and the research came out of Russia during the Chernobyl nuclear plant that was messed up and leaking radiation, and they found that the people taking the spirulina, and it's used quite a bit, did not succumb to radiation poisoning. So if she does do the radiation, and it sounds like for a 95% cure rate, you know, again, I'd want to talk to the doctor and find out what are the side effects, how bad could it be, and I would definitely consider doing that as long as I was taking at least the spirulina. And then other things like CQ10, lipoic acid, resveratrol, and that they can get in Prime Longevity. Prime Longevity has all of that in, and you can go to primelongevity.com, and you can scroll down, and you'll see the entire ingredient list, and it has everything in it. Astaxanthin. Now, another thing that I would do with brain cancer is CBD oil or copaiba oil. And that comes from a Brazilian tree, and it has the same CBD receptors on the cannabidiols in the brain and in the body's immune system. So there's those oils that you can take. Another way of getting that in that's been very, all the research shows very positive, is if someone is in a state where they can buy very high-grade marijuana, then what you would do is take maybe three buds and take one bud and chop it very, very fine and then mix it with a little yogurt or something and then eat it. This way you're not making a tea and you're not cooking it and you're not smoking it, because it's when you do the cooking and the heating of it that changes the THC to get you high. When you don't cook it, when you just eat it, you won't get high, but you'll get the beneficial effects of it. And they've found, especially for brain cancer, that it could be very effective in brain cancer. So I would have her, because California is a state where you can get marijuana, and have her buy some high-grade marijuana and without the seeds in it, and then take maybe three buds, and you take one bud three times a day, and you chop it real fine, and you eat it. And again, don't cook it, don't heat it in any way, just eat it. And that has been phenomenal for brain cancers. And again, CBD oil can come from the hemp, or it can come from this Brazilian tree, copaiba. And that would be something that they would use for that. So I would say it's really quite important. And but I let give my hopes and prayers certainly go out to her. And I have a lot of people fly in from all over the world to do nutritional programs and herbal programs to help beat their cancer. So you might suggest that to her. Okay?
Okay. Well, she's not very receptive to alternative methods.
Well, then there's nothing you can do. And oftentimes you'll find, there's an expression that I say quite often, is that many times we want more for our loved ones than they want for themselves. And so if she's into her doctor, let her do the chemo and let her do the radiation and see what happens. Oftentimes people will turn to the alternative as a last resort because all of that stuff that they believed in from their doctor just ends up not working. And it's
but
really
quite... You were talking about Suzanne Summers doing yes. research and everything. Well, I love to do research. I've lost two loved ones to cancer, and oh my God, there's men have been curing cancer since the early 1900s.
Absolutely.
I read an article yesterday where the FDA is trying to make a shortage of vitamin C IVs.
Absolutely. They're going after. Again, the FDA, it's now, we now know, originally when the FDA was created, the customer of the FDA was the public, helping the public. And recently, within the past 10 years, and they've actually stated this, that the customer now is no longer the public, but the pharmaceutical companies. And so that's who their main, what would you call it, their main customer is the pharmaceutical companies. So they don't, it seems like they don't care that much about the public. They want to just keep alternative health out of the public domain. And another thing that's happening is you're getting Amazon and Twitter and Facebook, and they're becoming censorship, and they're now censoring things in alternative medicine. And they're certainly censoring everything on vaccines, and they don't want. They want to now be the censor. It's like book burning. They're determining which book to be able to print or show, and it's now becoming more and more difficult on Amazon. You can't find certain the documentaries like Vaxxed and vaccine documentaries. You can't get books anymore on certain vaccines. So they're going after them more and more, and the FDA, because they're the ones saying that it's okay. So now you have Google and Amazon and all of these acting as censorship. And that's really, I just think it's the antithesis of the American way. You know, to me, let's make sure that we give out the information. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we're going to take our break. So we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Veronica, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I can indeed. We can. Well, nice to have you on.
Want everyone to know that Kangen is alive and well all over the world. If they go to imagic.com, we're in 32 countries. It's just amazing what's happening. El Paso's a little bit behind, but we'll catch up sooner or later.
Exactly.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. We can.
Yes.
Well, talk to me about, you know, Kangen Water is one of these new alkaline water machines, and it seems to be like now in the last, 10, 12 years, alkaline water has become quite the rave. And Kangen Water has seemed to, the Kangen Water machine by Enagic, seems to have been at the forefront of all of this information.
It's actually a 40-year-old company.
40? Oh, my gosh.
40-year-old company out of Japan. The technology was actually German, and the Japanese bought it. And they're the best. I mean, Japanese technology.
Well, I know Germany.
I'm not hearing anything. Okay.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. You're coming out live, way on the air, no problem. So don't worry what you're listening to. Germany has been in the forefront of electrical medicine, I know, with ozone and electrification of the blood, yeah. and even water machines. Their technology has been, bar none, some of the top in the world. And then, of course, Japan,
absolutely.
They buy technologies from all over the world. And then because of their ingenuity, they enhance the technology quite a bit. So talk to me about some of these machines, because everybody, you know, you'll hear a lot of times people talk about Kangen is so expensive. You can buy an alkaline water machine for $900 to $1,200, and you don't have to spend a lot. Talk to me about these machines. What's the difference between the machines? And I guess even before then, we need to talk a little about the water itself. What are these machines producing that becomes so important for everyone to be drinking?
Well, the alkaline water is a way for your body to basically detox. It won't actually change your pH, because pH, as you know, is very complicated. A lot of people think that the alkaline water does change your pH, but what it does is allows your body to rid itself of toxins. almost like an antioxidant. So you're getting hydrated at a cellular level. It's able to clean out those toxins, which is huge, really huge. There's a lot of machines out that claim to do a lot of the same things, and maybe for a year or two they will. But after a while, those machines give out. I've had quite a few clients come back to me and say, you know, I bought the cheaper version, but boy, am I do I
sorry.
Regret it.
Yeah.
There's two people right now that are saying that same thing because it doesn't, the test of time, it doesn't prove the test of time.
Right.
Those machines give out.
I know that in researching,
in researching
those machines, we hear about the amount of voltage that the machine can put out, and it has to do with the plates, these platinum plates. And a lot of them have the lower amount of plates, they claim with the new research that they have their machines that can, the electrical generator part, they can turn off and on and off and on and prevent the heating. Where Kangen water, because it has so many of the plates, these really high capacity platinum plates, they don't have to worry about the machines overheating because it was designed that way. Talk a little about that, because
right.
That's what's happening in these machines.
Yes, the insides of the Kangen water machine are far superior to any other ionizer on the market. Every time you're making water, the machines are stable. If you're making the 11.5, the 2.5, it's making it constant. It's stable, which is huge in an ionizer. Because if you get another type of ionizer and you try to make 2.5, it'll make it maybe for a few minutes, and then it'll stop.
And what's happening...
the inside of the machine is huge.
Right. What's happening on the insides of the machine is the amount of voltage that the equipment can handle. And the higher amount of voltage, insides of the machine begin to heat up. And with voltage regulators and heat regulators, the machine will turn off automatically to cool down so you don't burn the machines out. And this is what you're talking about over a period of time. These cheaper machines that only have, let's say, four plates on it, they advertise that their machines turn on and off, as if it's some new technology, where really what it means, because the average person doesn't know, is that it's cheaper technology. And when you look at the Kangen water machine, I know that internally they have very high-capacity platinum-coated plates, eight of them. And because of that, it can handle a very high amount of voltage, so it doesn't heat up. And so the machines never have to worry about, even when you're producing a lot of water at high capacity. And again, we drink water probably at the 9 to 9.5 pH as the most common. You can down to, what did you say, 2.5 up 2.5. To 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or up to 11 point something, and that's pretty radical where you can get that big a difference. What are the average person drinking? You know, what are they using on an average level?
They start at 8.5 and work up to 9.5. The average is 9.5. And if people really understood their machine and appreciated it, they would be using every facet of the pH waters. And that's what we talk about at the demonstration, how you can use every facet of all the waters from your machine, like taking out pesticides from your vegetables, using it in your washer. The high pH, 11.5, using it in your washer is doing the same thing as these soaps that you use to soften the water. I forgot the name of it, but it breaks down the water to where it's very soft. And a lot of people that use their machine in their washer, that's all they use without soap. So there's so many uses for this machine. If people would just appreciate it, get on enagic.com, websites, YouTubes. They have a lot of videos on how to use your machine, your SD501. That's our flagship product.
Now, you're going to be doing
internal process.
Oh, go ahead. Continue.
Go ahead. No, please. The inside of the machine you can see on magic.com. You can see the factory and what they do there. There are so many videos out there that I ask people to just educate yourself. You bought this machine for yourself. Educate yourself on the uses. You never have to carry another jug of water from the store. You'll always have your water machine. The oldest machine that I know of, and of course this person's taking care of it, is 34 years old.
Oh, my.
My machine is 07. I bought my machine. As long as you're cleaning it and taking care of it, there's no problems with it. So if you learn to use your machine the way it's meant to be used, you will love it. You can put 11.5 in a spray bottle and clean all your kitchen appliances. There's just so much you can do with this machine that it's you wouldn't have to buy a lot of the cleansers that we buy, a lot of the detergents that we buy. And if people would just look on YouTube and see what plastics are doing to them, oh, my goodness.
Someone just wrote online to give out the website again and spell that so they know how to look it up on the website.
Sure. E-N-A-G-I-C.
Enagic.com.
I'll write it on the website.
And there's a lot of demos. I know you can go to YouTube, there's all kinds of experiments.
Well, showing the different pHs of the water, how it takes out pesticides out of food. And that's just the beginning. This demo hasn't changed in the whole time I've been in the company. Started here in the United States in 2003. I came in 2007. The demo really hasn't changed because it works.
Right.
It shows you exactly what can be this with this machine. So not only how it can make tea without boiling your water, how you can actually see the difference between bottled water and Kangen water, the pH. Most bottled water is acidic, very acidic, so you're drinking it and it's not good for you. Plus the fact that the plastics are being released into your body.
Right, especially with the acid water.
Go to YouTube and just put in, how can I use my SD501? How can I make 2.5 water? How can I make 11.5 water? Just put in your information. And then people tell me that once a year they have to buy a filter. It's $120, and it is expensive. But if they were buying water throughout the year, it would be twice that much.
Oh, more, yeah, even more.
If they were using the machine the way they should, because they have it, they wouldn't have to buy a lot of these cleansers, a lot of these things that are chemical-based that people do buy.
And one of the
very, very green.
Oh, yeah, green machine.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, definitely green machine that they call. One of the things you're mentioning, which is pretty phenomenal, people know, that they've made tea before. And one of the questions that you can ask the average public is, if you take tap water, the cold tap water, and you fill a quart bottle of that cold tap water, and you put in a tea bag into that cold water, will you make tea? Will the water actually produce any tea? And most people will say, no, not with the cold water. It just won't do that unless you let it sit all day. And now with the Kangen water, I've seen demos where they've taken 3-gallon containers and with just the Kangen water at 9.5 pH, 10 pH, and put in the entire 3 gallons, one or two tea bags, and you can see immediately
in one,
and within a half an hour, that entire 3-gallon container is dark with tea. I know that people with serious health conditions are the ones that most often buy these water machines because they're finding the research out there because of the higher alkaline water that it's really producing profound effects on people's health, cancer, arthritis, inflammatory conditions. And, of course, the company can't make claims like that, but that you hear from individual users, you hear all of these things that are happening when they talk about their aunts and uncles and kids and cousins and sisters and brothers, and their conditions improved, their pains went away, they're sleeping better at night. You hear all those things all the time, correct?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We can't repeat them, really, because you know how FDA is, but I hear it all the time from my customers and from the Enagic community.
Right. You can't say that the water is going to do X, Y, Z and cure. You're not allowed to say that any of these alkaline waters will cure anything. But yet the anecdotal information out there is people will tell you, God, I'm using this water and my arthritis pains don't hurt anymore. Now, they're not saying that the water did that, but people can draw their own conclusions, you know, on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Follow up on the water, because a lot of people don't know what's actually happening. When you look at water, there's what's called surface tension. And what do I mean by that? If you take your little 16-ounce bottle of water that people buy, and you always see them carrying their bottles around. Some people carry quart bottles around. But, you know, it has a little top, you know, where you can put the cap on, the screw-on cap. But when you take the cap off, if you fill that water all the way to the very, very top, and then with an eyedropper, add another drop and another drop and another drop, until when you're looking at that water, you're going to see a little mound that actually occurs, that the water doesn't drip over the side, that it really actually, because of what's called surface tension, the water holds together until finally you break that surface tension, and then the water will drip over the side. So whether it's a glass of water or something like I'm describing, where the opening is pretty small so you can see that mound fairly easily, and what that is surface tension. Now, most tap water, surface tension is by how much the molecules of water. Water is H2O, and those are the each one of those is an H2O water molecule. But in regular water that comes out of the tap, your water clusters, those molecules cluster, and anywhere from around 27 to 35 molecules per cluster. So the surface tension is very high. So when you put a tea bag into regular water, that water has to be boiled, because when you boil the water, you're actually then breaking the surface tension of the water and lowering the amount of molecular clustering to anywhere from 12 to 15 molecules water molecules per cluster. So now what's happening, if you don't boil the water, the water touches the outside of the tea bag, but it doesn't really penetrate the tea bag and penetrate the herb inside the tea bag. Now, the more you break down those clusters, the more you're going to penetrate. So when you look at Kangen water, what they have measured is that the average Kangen water, when you put out at 9.5, you're getting around 3 to 7 molecules per cluster. Now you've broken that surface tension to be so small that when you put one tea bag in a 3-gallon container of water at room temperature or even cool water, you're going to immediately see the color coming out of the tea bag and going into the water, the tea, because the water surface tension is so low that it's penetrating not just the tea bag, but the water is penetrating the herb itself and extracting out the nutrients from the herb. So this is what's happening. And farmers would know exactly what I talk about, because what they do to their water is they add what's called an adjuvant, a spray adjuvant or a chemical adjuvant, and that breaks the surface tension of the water when you're watering your plants. And what do I mean by that? Everybody has house plants. Now, if you take your mister, a little bottle with a mister in it, and you squeeze that mister onto the big, let's say, your plants in the house, and you look at the water and how it forms on the leaf of the plant, you're going to see little bubbles of water, little small little droplets of the water. It's not a flat smear on the leaf, it's little droplets. Now, when you break the surface tension of the water, now what happens is when you spray that water, you get a flat smear of water covering the entire leaf. So that's the difference. The more you break the surface tension, the more the water spreads out and covers more of the plant surface, or the more it goes into the tea bag itself. So this is what's actually occurring. The other thing that you hear me talk about quite often is called negative ions. And let me just say there's a little bit that I've memorized, and I talk about negative ions, is that every known symptom of every known disease comes from a free radical. A free radical is a chemical minus an electron. Therefore, every known symptom of every known disease comes from the loss of electrons. To reverse every known symptom of every known disease, you must give the body the lost electrons. Now, free electrons are called negative ions. Therefore, to reverse every known symptom of every known disease, you must give the body negative ions. Now, negative ions, you can breathe them, you can drink them, you can eat them, you can wear them, and you can use special equipment to have treatments with them. Now, everyone has breathed negative ions before, because wherever you live, how does it smell after a big rainstorm when you go out early in the morning? Well, you're going to smell that clean, fresh smell, which is the smell of negative ions and ozone. And so that's the smell, and every human loves that smell. So what happens is that the Kangen water machines produce very high amounts. The higher the pH, the higher the amount of this free electrons in the water. And so it electrifies the water. And this electrical water is the healing parts of the water. Now, people would come in and say, why can't I get 5 gallons of this? Because what happens is the water coming out of the machine has the highest amount of electrical potential. You can actually measure that with what's called a redox potential meter. Redox, that's a reactive oxygen toxic species that measures that. And you want it in the negatives. So when you measure Kangen water, it'll come out and measure anywhere between a -7 and 900, depending upon how slow the water, how fast you turn it on. Now, if you take tap water as an example, it's a positive 200 to 400, depending upon your tap water. Now, when it's a positive, it's working as an oxidant. It actually becomes, it steals antioxidants from your body. And when you take a negative ion water that has the high negative ions, they become an antioxidant. So the water itself becomes very healing because it's supplying those free electrons. that electrical potential. And as an example, vitamin C, which is an antioxidant, has an electrical potential of about a negative 100. So when you're getting up to this negative 7, 8, 900, you're having very high amounts of electrical potential in the water. And at the same time, it's breaking the molecular structure to 3 to 7 molecules. So you're going to hydrate tissue in your body that normally never gets hydrated because the water molecules are so clustered. So this is some of the science behind that. And again, in the Kangen water machine, because you have so many very high, thick plates, it can handle the high voltage and the high amperage that the machine is producing. So even though it has this high voltage, the machine itself doesn't heat up and burn out. So that's the difference. And again, when you hear this, oh, our machine turns on and off, and that's the newest technology. No, that's cheap technology. It's not the newest. It's just an advertising ploy. So nothing beats Kangen water. And in Japan, it's considered a medical device. And a lot of hospitals in Japan have that and require that all water given to patients in the hospital become this electrified negative ion alkaline water. So that's a little of the science behind it. So again, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Again, I want to thank everyone. Please check out primelongevity.com. Check out that ingredient list. You will not find any supplement on the market with that ingredient list for that price. Anything with that ingredient list will be at least $300 a bottle. So you can price it out yourself. Don't just take my word for it. But go look out what does it cost to take just some of the nutrients of 120 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 per month. What does it cost to take 120 milligrams of lipoic acid or 120 milligrams of resveratrol, which is what you find in the red, in the grape skins and grape seeds, or astaxanthin, which is the new kid on the block. Most supplements have only 4, 6, or a maximum of 10 milligrams. There's 30 milligrams of astaxanthin in Prime Longevity. It has 300 milligrams of pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract. It has calcium fructoborate. Nobody has these nutrients. That's a form of boron that regrows bone. So it has all the B complex. It has chromium and vanadium at therapeutic doses. So if you're diabetic and you start taking this, you're going to have to monitor your sugars and the medications and insulin, because it's going to start to lower that. So you're going to have to be careful. So it is therapeutic grade, very high doses, scientific doses, not minuscule amounts. One thing that you have to be careful of when you first start taking Prime Longevity, it has 120 milligrams of pure niacin, which is vitamin B3. Not 3 milligrams like you find in most vitamin supplements. Niacin, pure niacin, Abraham Hoffer, psychiatrist back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s did research and showed that high amounts of niacin can actually reverse schizophrenia, depression, and bipolar depression. So I have a very high amount, again, 120 milligrams in there, but it does cause a flushing. And so you have to be careful because you may get this red, itchy flushing the first two or three times you take it. But it's harmless. It goes away in 10 minutes. So check it out again, primelongevity.com. Let's talk to Dr. Hannah Solomon. Are you there?
Hello, hello. Good day to everybody.
Good day to you, and thank you for joining us. And how do you like to be called on the radio?
Well, for the last 30-plus years, most folks call me Dr. Hannah.
Okay.
I was in practice with my husband, who had a same last name, and so I've always been Dr. Hannah. And the funny thing about that is I recently learned that that name in Japanese means nose.
No, oh, no way. And what a cosmic coincidence, yeah, number yeah. 27. Oh, that is outrageous. Oh, did you know? Yeah. When did you find that out?
I was on a radio show with somebody in Hawaii who told me. They also told me that in I think Polynesian or another language, Hana means mucus.
Oh, so nose and mucus. Well, let me tell you, you got to be the expert on noses and mucus, and that's for sure. So that must have been quite a... what do you think when you heard that? You must have went, wow. That was like...
It was meant to be.
Absolutely. You know, I love cosmic coincidences like that. You know, that things like that happen that you don't even realize. So... first of all, before we get right into it, and you're the author of a book, really
Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time.
Great book on allergies, and also you're the inventor of the NasoPure. And for those that don't know, the NasoPure is similar to what's called a neti pot. And I say similar only in the fact that they both clean the nose, but they're radically different in the position of your head and how that water gets introduced into your nose. And it's really different, and we'll have Dr. Hannah talk about that. But she is a pediatrician, which means you've probably been dealing with runny noses in your practice for how long have you been in practice now?
More than 30 years, and I am the snot-nose expert.
Isn't that something to be?
It is true.
Oh, it totally is, you know.
Most kids that go to their pediatrician, if they're not coming for a well child, almost all of them, or a rash, all the others are coming in for some issue that began in their nose,
right.
Whether it's an ear infection or a sinus infection, or even an asthma exacerbation. All of those issues begin in the nose.
Absolutely. And think of that. We all breathe. I mean, we can't get by without our nose, and breathing is essential. And
you know how much we breathe every day?
Well,
10,000 liters of air goes
oh my gosh.
Through your nose every single day.
Well, I know the average person can breathe, anywhere from per breath between, say, 3 and 5 liters, depending upon the size of your lungs. So I know in exercise, depending upon how many breaths per minute you breathe, you know, that is because we talk about that with our oxygen. We're doing research with exercise with oxygen therapy where we do very high amounts of oxygen so that instead of using a cannula where someone's breathing 3 liters per minute, they're breathing from a bag where every breath is pure oxygen. And so they might breathe 120, 140 liters of oxygen per minute while they're exercising, and we've really gotten tremendous results. So breathing, I mean, and in yoga, how many yoga techniques are involved in breathing? And we've all heard of alternate nostril breathing and breathing through your nose. Every singer, every opera singer or every singer in the world knows about the importance of controlling the breath and how you breathe. So talk to me a little about that. Because breathing is you know, well, you can't stop, you know, try and go without breathing.
And you said something very important, and that is breathing through the nose. We are made to breathe through the nose, and if you're breathing through the mouth, you're going to get in trouble. Breathing through the nose is critical because it filters, it warms, and it moisturizes the air we breathe so that our lungs can receive clean air. Your nose, as I said, breathes 10,000 liters of air a day. And in this world of allergies, toxins, pollution, bog, which is volcano stuff in the islands, and the list goes on, all of that goes through your nose. And I think from a common sense perspective, you don't have to be a medical doctor, you don't have to be an author or a pediatrician to understand, if a filter is working so hard, doesn't it deserve a good cleaning? And we know, based on so many studies, that nasal washing is safe, it is effective. It reduces the amount of symptoms, it reduces the amount of medications, and it definitely reduces the amount of surgeries.
Well, I know.
So why wouldn't we do it?
Exactly. I know that everybody has seen on TV, sometimes when they show China as an example, and everybody walking with these masks, and you see the air right, where they can't even see across the street sometimes, and that's not fog. It's pollution that's in the air. It's particulate matter, uh-huh, and what you're talking about. So
right,
what happens when someone's breathing that kind of stuff all of the time? India,
that's
and China.
Question.
Yeah.
Or how about Southern California?
Oh, yes.
Or New York.
I was born and raised in L.A.
Or even in the wheat field. Yeah. Or even on the farm fields in Kansas when it's windy. What happens is, well, we make a pint to a quart of mucus per day naturally and normally. And that mucus, part of it works to attract those particles, the particulate matter, the debris, the allergens, and then we either cough or swallow or spit it out. We get rid of it naturally. When you're exposed to all of that, your nose goes in overdrive. The hairs that are supposed to filter get clogged down with debris. The mucus gets thicker and non-effective. It doesn't flow. The tissues get swollen in an attempt to protect your lungs. Your turbinates increase, which is the folds inside your tissues in your nose, and you wind up breathing through your mouth, which is not good because it's not filtered, moisturized, etc.
And I know
so
many times
you wind up getting
yeah, throat irritations and infections in your throat. And people have this dry cough because their throat is so dry. And when people come in and I say, can't you breathe through your nose? And they go, no, it's stuffy all the time. And I go, well, I have something for you. The moment they say that. So, yes.
So you mentioned the neti. And how that's an old-fashioned teapot device that the Buddhist monks use to wash out their sinus cavities. And then we said, well, why wouldn't we wash our nose? We reviewed how important that was. And the answer to that question, from my experience for Americans, at least when I started this path 30 years ago and introduced nasal washing, was to figure out a comfortable nose wash because most Americans said, there's no way I can do that. And to be honest, I couldn't do the neti. And how can I ask a two-year-old patient to wash their nose with a neti if I couldn't? Why couldn't I do it? And what I've learned about the neti since is that the neti actually introduces the particulate matter and the nose wash solution into your sinus cavity. And I am a believer that nobody should ever go into your sinus cavity, including yourself with your solution.
That's correct.
The NasoPure is different. The NasoPure is different because it never enters the sinus cavity, and the physical comfortable effects of that is that it, if you don't enter the sinus cavity and you wash correctly, it actually is a comfortable process. If I may be so bold to make an analogy with, if you have a bowel movement that is normal and not constipated, it actually feels good.
Yes.
To get rid of that.
Oh, yes.
And a good nose wash feels the same way. An uncomfortable technique or design of a nose wash is uncomfortable. And that's the answer of why don't we think of it? Well, finally, Americans are beginning to accept that nasal washing makes sense. It's just a matter of finding what works for them.
I know. When I lived in India, and we did nasal washing all of the time with the neti pot, but you almost have to become a contortionist because you have to kind of twist your neck and your head and then let that water go in. And I know exactly what you mean, because the water would go in your sinuses. That's when you feel that almost like drowning effect, where with
drowning.
The NasoPure, you never experience that. And children, because it's so easy in the way. So describe that, because you designed it differently, the way you hold it and the way your head gets to stay straight. And because that was the first thing I noticed about the difference. I didn't have to twist my head around.
I knew that the path that our air takes when we breathe in through our nostrils, and anatomically, there is a clear path if you go straight back, if you point toward the back of your neck, not toward your eye. And everybody, most people, when they talk about nose washing or the nose, make the assumption that there's something that should go up the nose. And that is the difference. NasoPure never goes up anywhere. It follows the path of our natural air that we breathe. It causes a negative pressure at the sinus opening, which encourages natural draining of the sinuses, makes a U-turn at the back of the throat, and all the garbage is exited the opposite nostril. It doesn't affect the ears like the neti. It doesn't cause that drowning sensation like the neti. And it does not cause, this is a common complaint of the neti, sometime after the neti use, you bend over to pick something up or tie your shoes, and this gush of water comes
out. Oh, yes.
From your sinuses. Sometimes it's at inappropriate times.
Yes. Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And the other discussion we should review, in addition to this, the technique, is what solution you use. If you don't use the right solution, it burns. If you don't use the correct solution, it's not effective. If you use the wrong solution, it could actually cause harm. And so at the end of the day, I have focused my world on how, and my prime directive has always been, how do I get my two-year-old patients to wash comfortably so that they can stay well and use less drugs and avoid surgery? And so a hypertonic, so it's super salty like the ocean, but it's super, super buffered to a pH of 8. And thank you for your conversation about an alkaline world earlier. We know alkaline is good in general. And my product is a pH of 8. And studies show that this mix does the following. It removes 80% of the allergens. It shrinks swollen membranes. It thins the thick, sticky secretions. It improves the mucociliary transit time, the little hairs filtering by 17%. I think I already said it augments healing, and it kills germs. It just makes sense to use a salty but very, very buffer to get the best results.
Well, it actually comes with the NasoPure. I know that little packet and
that's
the
correct
instructions on how to mix it so that people can use that, and it comes with it. So you've made it very, very easy. And the other thing is, it really becomes something simple for kids to use, and they actually request that from their parents after a while. Mommy, I need to wash my nose. And that's something,
true.
You know, when kids request something, you know it's working.
I actually, thank you for mentioning that. I was recently at a show and I met a woman and we videotaped her remarks and she said exactly that, doctor, that her kids request it. It's a common thing. I know that it's hard for some people to imagine, but if you're a child or an adult and you cannot breathe through your nose, the medicines you take cause either jitteriness, high blood pressure, sleepiness, thickened mucus. It doesn't address the issue. And as we both learned in medical school, you always should address the initiating issue before you simply put a Band-Aid on it.
Exactly. And that's critical.
And that is the art of medicine.
That's true. And I'm telling you, people don't realize how something as simple as cleaning your nose can reduce. I mean, I have clients that whether they have headaches or lung infections or asthma or COPD, and they have this chronic sinus infections, that it becomes so easy. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, a pediatrician who is the inventor of the NasoPure, which is by far probably the best nose cleaning device on the market. It's very easy. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Just before we left, we were talking about the hypotonic solution, and that's with the proper kind of Celtic salt that's used and how it's mixed. But let's talk. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, and Dr. Hannah is what they call her. And she's been dealing with noses, and she's a pediatrician. And so that's where it starts, with the kids coming in with their runny noses and stuffiness. And this is where they first get exposed. And I'm so pleased, because as a pediatrician, to teach these children at such a young age that they can take an active role in their own health care, that's profound. And what have you, you know, just to follow up on that, Dr. Hannah, again, thank you for joining us. But what have, you know, when you have found that a kid can actively take a control over their own health, that must really give you a lot of joy, and you feel good about what you've created.
It does fill my heart. The little girl on one of my packages, I think it's called The Little Squirt, she is now a older teenager, and she's a neighbor. She was my patient forever, and she's going to go to med school.
Oh,
and I know
wow.
She will. She's a crazy go-getter kind of kid, and ever since she was three, when I met her, or two, she said, I want to be a doctor, and has stayed focused. And my point is that I have gone down this path. One person, one nose, one human at a time. And I still have those relationships. And I would love to discuss for a minute, we mentioned it previously, when what somebody doesn't breathe through their nose, in addition to all the issues you mentioned, Doctor, we didn't talk about snoring, and we didn't talk about swallowing all that extra mucus and how it causes fatigue, headache. If you're not sleeping well because you're congested and snoring, you wait, and this is for children and adults, you don't do as well at school or at work. You're more irritable. Because you're tired, you tend to eat more and irrationally rather than in a healthy way.
Plus more carbs and sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then children will not do well in school. They'll complain of headaches, their sore throats, earaches. So I wanted to mention that breathing through the nose affects you in every single aspect of your life. And from what I've learned is that you have to listen to the person's issues and then go where they are and take them slowly and open their minds to the possibility of nose washing. Example, with a 7-year-old who you're going to teach how to wash their nose for the first time, as you were discussing, we empower children. So you make a game of it. You have a booger contest between mom and kid who can wash out the best booger. Or if you're a teenage boy and you cannot breathe, you're one of these kids who's a mouth breather and is always snotty, that will really affect their breath and what's important to them at that age.
Oh, my gosh, exactly.
Kissing and girls, right? See, and then if you're – so you have to go to the person's issues, get to where they are on the same page with them, and then slowly together find a way, a solution – that makes sense, that's natural, that will not harm them. And isn't that our oath? First, do no harm.
And that's about as simple as you can get it. And, I mean, how much simpler is that you start from where every human is, and that's breathing, and breathing through your nose? I mean, how much more basic can one get? You know, and, you know, there's no question about it. You know, in natural medicine, that, you know, that's where we start. How are you breathing? How are you peeing? How are you pooping? You know, those things. And very rarely do doctors even ask those questions anymore. You know, what's your symptom? Here,
exactly.
Take this prescription. So,
right.
You know, I'm so pleased that this is, it's really made this nasal pure has really made it easier for me in my practice, because I know for most people, I mean, I can't think of too many people that don't need this. You know, everybody, especially if you're living in the world and you're breathing all of this pollution, you know, there's no question that everybody needs it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit like brushing your teeth, and an analogy there is, first let me welcome any listener to call me directly, 877-853-7873, or my
write
cell
that number down, 573-999. Yeah, right, hold on, we're going to make sure, say that again slow, and he'll write that on the Facebook page.
Okay. Excellent, 877-853-7873.
That's
our company number, and my cell number is 573-999-0450.
And please be conscious on that. That's her cell number, so don't go bombarding her with calls, and don't go calling her at 2 o'clock in the morning and ask her if this recipe is okay. Okay, so we just, you know, don't take advantage of that. Be conscious, okay? So,
Thank you. But I was going to offer, I love to discuss specific situation. So I really would invite anybody who has questions to call or email us, because that's how I learn. The only reason I know as much as I know is because I really do take the time and listen to the folks and then try to get follow-ups from them so that I can learn what worked for them.
Exactly.
So as a community, we're educating each other.
And that's so important, because what you're talking about is education. Education is the key. It's not just do what I say and take what I tell you. It's the education, so the person has the aha moment and they go, oh yeah, now I get it. And so now all of a sudden when they have that, that knowledge is incorporated into their being for the rest of their life. You know, they're able to recognize that, and from then on they use that information.
That's right. And my book, Clearing the Air One Nose at a Time, the first part reviews the anatomy of it, written in plain English, drawings by hand by me. The next part is how your nose works. The next part is comparing all the nose washes in the market and how they work differently. And then the second half of the book reviews all the issues regarding children and age-specific instructions for the 2 to 4 year old versus the 7 to 9 year old. And then there's a section on seniors, et cetera. So that book does what you just said. It empowers people with information so they can understand what they are experiencing, so they can make good choices moving forward, hopefully to avoid a surgery or antibiotic or symptoms.
Oh, well, that makes so much sense.
Power.
Is there a website that people can go to for you? And I know they can come to our store. We carry the NasoPure and the book, so we can... you can get those from us, 7040 North Mesa. And our telephone number is 915-833-0222. But is there a website that they can go to, Dr. Hannah, on your stuff?
Yeah, they could just go to Yes, they could go to NasoPure, NasoPure.com. All my articles are there. And there's a YouTube channel, NasoPure, with a lot of videos. I personally believe in visuals. I enjoy watching videos instead of reading articles if possible, and I think most people learn best through visuals.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have been accumulating and in the midst of uploading as many visuals as we can to help folks understand their own nose.
So your YouTube channel, probably with all kinds of demos on it, and write that down, Adon, on that same paper. What's that? That's the YouTube channel. What's it called?
Oh my gosh, I think it's called NasoPure.
Okay, good. And then the website is also nasopure.com. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon. She's a very knowledgeable person, probably one of the most knowledgeable in the world about allergies and nose washing and this, the whole idea of using natural alternative methods that instead of reaching for drugs. I know you mentioned a lot of these allergy medication, and they all contain pseudoephedrine in it, or some forms of ephedrine, which can be very harsh on your adrenal glands and really make you this jittery that you mentioned, where when you learn a natural approach where you're just cleaning the nose and you're doing it in such an appropriate position, that's one of the things I wanted to talk, you know, have you mention. Because again, how you use the NasoPure is very different than how you use the neti pot and the way it's designed. Can you talk a little about that? It really does make a difference on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, with the neti pot, it's like a teapot, and you bend at your waist, you twist your neck, and you pour the solution into your nose and into your sinus cavity and into your inner ear, your eustachian tube. That's how the neti works. There's other systems on the market that's a squeeze bottle, but it points upward. And that is similar, but it's now under pressure and not just gravity driven. My NasoPure flushes along the nasal floor in the same pathway as your air, nothing blocking it, makes a natural vacuum of the sinuses, encourages that snot to drain out, makes a U-turn and exits. I learned by accident this is the comfortable way, mostly from my patients, my two-year-olds, by getting their feedback. It winds up that because of the natural drainage of the sinuses, over the years I've collected enough case studies where, here's a common story, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Person is totally infected with a sinus infection. I'm not talking about a little cold. I'm not talking about a little green snot for 2 days. I'm talking about thick green mucus for more than a week or 10 days with a fever, with a headache, sick. If you begin to wash with NasoPure and follow the instructions, on about the third day, patients have told me repeatedly, on about the third or so day, the sinus blockage finally gets loose enough and a big old plug comes out and they feel a release. And from that point on, they're better and better and better. So, and there's a study looking at several thousand documented sinus infection patients with true infections. They split the group in two. Half were treated with the traditional antibiotics, which are super bad for you most of the time. And the other half were treating with a nasal wash. 80% of the nose washers, 80% were perfect in 6 weeks without
a drug. That's huge. That's a huge percentage.
And if you use sort of your common sense, if you take that study, oh, and there's other studies, you don't have to wait to be so sick before you start washing. And there are studies looking, for example, at children who are allergic during a certain season. Again, they took half that did nose irrigation, the other half used their usual allergy medications. Again, the majority of the nose washing kids didn't use as many drugs. Why are we giving our children steroids?
Oh, yes.
To sit on top of a swollen mucosa that doesn't go very far up, and it's sitting on top of mucus. And the steroids are more than $100 for half of an ounce. I have gone to those companies before I started my company, and I said, you know, I won't say the name of the drug, your drug would go much further and be more effective if you could first clean the membranes and then add the drug, if still needed.
Oh, wow. What'd they say?
But their response is, we can't make any money doing that.
Yeah, right. Again, it's always based on the money. It's not on the health or the appropriateness. It's always the pocketbook first. And I guess if you're a company, I mean, I guess that's the bottom line, is how much is your company making. But there's also the ethics involved. And I guess, you know, me as a naturopath, I don't see a lot of ethics in the drug companies, pharmaceutical companies. Where I do, in there's certain doctors like yourself, not a high percentage, but more and more as the years go on, that are taking it upon themselves to learn the alternative techniques that are so much more natural and balanced and easy to use. And you guys have really made a difference in the delivery of healthcare throughout the country, and I'm really proud of that, because it's really made a difference to a lot of people, even secondary and tertiary, someone that you may have not seen, but they talked to a friend of theirs who talked to a friend, and they learned about it and they use it. And again, you never had contact with them, except that what is that, 6 degrees of contact?
Separation.
Six degrees of separation.
Yeah.
And it really becomes important. I'm pleased. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Come back. We're going to continue with Dr. Hannah Solomon, pediatrician, talking about the nose and cleansing the nose and what it means. And I really thank her for doing all of her work. And we'll be back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, who's the inventor of the NasoPure nasal wash system. No question about it. I think it's the best on the market. I've used it in my practice for many, many years, and it's at the store. So we use it for whether it's children or teenagers or adults or seniors. It's made all the difference in people's lives. So I'm going to just continue and let Dr. Hannah kind of just talk about some of the things that she wants and to give the information. So Dr. Hannah, thank you so much. Let's continue.
I wanted to share the fact that ever since my product left my basement, I used to put the product together myself in my basement. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah. Yes, we can.
Excellent. That it's always been assembled by adults with disabilities in my neighborhood, and the bottle has always been manufactured in the United States. And those two things, to me, are important. And it wasn't all about the profit. We were talking about that. So even in this little path of mine, I still was true to that oath of doing the right thing. And so I'm proud of employing folks assembling my product. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Keep it in America. I like that. America products.
Did you hear of the recent study looking at people during cold and flu season? During that season, the folks that washed got sick less often. Surprise.
Well, that would only make sense. I mean, it just, you're washing out the toxins out of your nostril. Your sinuses are designed very specifically as the, one of the first lines of defense. So when you keep those clean, it makes all the difference in the world. So, that would only make sense to me.
Yes. But the thing that's so, to me, humorous about that, it's good that we do studies. I'm thrilled. But sometimes I feel like Western medicine is about 20 years behind common knowledge.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, think of it. How long has been nasal washing been used? I mean, listen, I learned about it in India when I was living in a temple in the Himalaya Mountains. But think of it in Egypt and Greece, and how long, where, I think it's been written about for thousands of years. You know, it's not a new thing.
I talk about that in the book a little bit. It's been thousands. I wouldn't be brave enough to give you an exact number, but several thousands. And it's common sense. You know, everybody remembers grandma telling you to sniff salt water, or put your head under the towel over a pot of boiling water. Why? Because they knew that salt water is so healing.
Right.
The issue was, how do we make it so comfortable that even Americans will use it? Because Americans are unique in that we tend to not want to be troubled with something new, a hassle. We'd rather pop a pill.
You know,
that's where we were changing that.
Absolutely. You know, I was raised in Los Angeles, and, you know, as a kid growing up, I was a surfer, and then I was a professional deep-sea diver, and, you know, I was in the ocean quite often, and I've always been healthy, and now that I think about it, I wouldn't be surprised if, because I was in the ocean water and breathing and getting salt water in my nose all of the time, that didn't contribute to my own health. So I really think that there's positive probably research on there somewhere that confirms that, because what you're using is the same kind of a salt solution that equals that of the ocean. And a lot of people don't realize is that our plasma, which is the water part of our blood, is almost exactly like ocean water. You know, we're just really, if we look at it, we're nothing more than a big bag of ocean water walking around. So,
That's right. The difference between going for a swim and NasoPure is that you control the pressure and the flow of the water going in, and maybe even more importantly, there is so much buffering in that high salt concentration that it won't burn.
Also, I noticed when you hold the water bottle, it's designed to hold it straight in front of you. There's, you know, you mentioned there's no angle like with the neti pot. You have it straight, and when you squeeze, there's a little an angle towards the nose. It's going straight in and then making that U-turn and coming out your nose. You designed it that way on purpose then, is what I'm picking up.
Yes. Yes, because when you point straight back, it feels good. When you point upward, you irritate the olfactory nerves. You force solution into your sinus cavity. And for those folks who don't know anatomy, the sinus cavity is an open space within your skull. You can imagine it's like a cave, a bony cave, but there's one tiny window in the cave, and it's way up high in your sinus opening. That's what gets filled with mucus when you get a sinus infection. If you keep the doorway clear to the sinus cavity, the little hairs inside the sinus cavity sweep that mucus out every day, all the time. So cleaning the nose and cleaning that sinus doorway actually keeps the sinuses healthier, but we don't enter the sinus cavity.
Okay. Listen, it's about 5 minutes of, we have about 2 minutes, because then I have to finish with my disclaimer and some announcements. So we've got about 2 minutes left. So what would you like to tell people in the last, I guess, the last 2 minutes?
Okay. If you are not breathing through your nose easily, or if you're using medications for your nose, your ears, or your sinus, or your asthma, or you're snoring, or your post-nasal drip, or your dry reactive cough, I would propose that you consider something that can do no harm and can actually help you, and it's as simple as washing your filter. And we've shared the phone numbers, and I love to talk noses, and I invite anybody to contact me if they have any questions. I promise if they go and get one at your store or somewhere, if they read the instructions and they try it, they will love it.
Absolutely. And people can get in contact with you, your telephone number. And I'm sure if someone has a child that really needs to be looked at, I'm sure that people fly in from all over the country to come and see you. So that would be an appropriate. Well, we're at the top of our hour. So, Dr. Hannah, I want to say thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this great information. And no question about it, the show will be archived and it'll be available. And so We're going to also make sure that the telephone number and websites are posted on the website. And I really want to say thank you again for all that you've done and for all that you continue to do. And this time we're not going to make it so long before we have you come back on again. How's that?
That sounds fabulous. And I wish everybody well and enjoy this moment.
Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you to Dr. Hannah Solomon, pediatrician. Check out that information. And so I'm going to say goodbye to her. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning from Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Next week we'll have another show. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Thank you very much for joining us, and I'm going to head and sign off.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.